You're at DC 101. Good morning.
Good morning, Grease.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Did you get that copy of my poem?
I don't know. I'll check all my faxes and mails and see if I can track it down.
What would 30,000 new industries do for America?
I'll check it out.
Sir, the reason we have this monetary problem these days in this world...
Somebody's really going to talk about the monetary devaluation of the Deutschmark. Okay.
Our greatest agricultural gift has been taken away from us. And that's what we used to survive on up until this century.
What's that?
The hemp plant.
Will you stop with the hemp plant already?
Sir, it's the greatest gift God gave us in agriculture.
The hemp plant?
Yes, sir. It has 30,000 non-polluting industrial uses.
Yeah, but if you...
Makes the best of everything.
Yeah, but if you smoke the hemp plant, you're not going to be able to harvest. The corn will be rotting while you sit there on the combine
alcohol,
going...
Alcohol. Alcohol.
Hey, Joe, you want to harvest that corn there? What's that? What's wrong with alcohol?
That alcohol is 100 times more devastating psychologically than the hemp plant.
Yeah. All right, well, we can have a rousing debate about that, I suppose.
For over 200 years, you could pay your taxes with this piece of agriculture, and the reason we're going down the financial toilet today is because you can't. It's been made illegal. You can't use it for anything.
Except...
Legally, you can't use it at all. The seed oil gives a person a super immune system over anything man knows without it.
All right,
and
well,
it's illegal.
Well,
we have hundreds of thousands of people that are HIV positive, and they're not offered any solution. This is the solution. There's a teacher in L.A. that's been teaching this for 30 years, and she just found out last year that the hemp plant, the one she's been teaching about with this super immune system, is the marijuana plant. She never knew that, and yet she taught about this plant for 30 years.
Unbelievable.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, sir.